We were speaking about the dinim of yored. Someone comes down to your property, your field, your house, and does work there without your consent. Not that you said not to. He just went there. You were out of town, and he started working there. He either the first week we spoke about, he added that floodlight to your house. Last week we spoke about he painted your house. So we said the rules were pretty simple, right? Pretty simple. That if this work was something that was needed, and it was something that you could afford and you would have done yourself, so then you have to pay him full wages for the work that he did, because you would have done it anyway. And if it's something that you would not normally have done, or it's a work that wasn't really needed, so then he has the lower hand. You only have to pay him the lower of the expenses or of the improvement. We spoke out of Shuvas Gonim that said that it's not the best thing to go. If you're the worker, you shouldn't do it without consent. We're talking about what happens if the guy went and did it. Do you have to pay him? We found one way to get out of paying him, and that was by saying, at least in the case of the floodlight, we said, look, you put it there. If it's there, I know I'd have to pay you, so take it out. If you take it out, then you ended up not doing anything for me. So we said that certainly in a case where you didn't need the floodlight, you could certainly tell them to take it out and not pay anything. And even if it was a place that needed the floodlight, like out there where we put it, if you had a good reason to say why you didn't want it there, we said it was a machlokes, because we said according to the Chasanish, if you had a good reason why you didn't want it out, you could also say, get rid of it and I'm not paying you. Last week it was a little bit more complicated because you couldn't tell them to take away the paint. Right, he's not going to get anything by scraping off the paint. It's not worth anything. A floodlight, you can at least take it out and you can use it somewhere else. What is he going to do about with the paint? So there we also said it was a machlokas whether you could tell him to, you know, call his bluff or whatever, to say, I'm not going to pay you, take it away. So it was a machlokas, and there we said, like, he's trying to get money from you, you pretty much have a good case on your hands if you really don't want it. But suppose you really do want it. If deep down you really do want it and you have no reason to object to his doing it, except it's not the American way, but al pi Torah, he put something in that you really want, so then you do have to pay him. You should pay him. Why not? Like, you were going to do it anyway. You were going to call someone to put in a floodlight, and he put it in for you. As long as it's the same quality, you know, it's good quality, so there's no reason why you shouldn't pay him. You could tell him, don't do it again. We said, if you tell him to say that you don't want it, so then he shouldn't do it anymore. But if you really want it, so then you should pay him. So tonight, as advertised, we're going to talk about, we spoke a little bit last week, but talk a little bit more about, let's go away from your house and from your field. Do these halachas apply to the rest of your property? Like your car. You take your car to the repair shop and you ask him to fix your water pump, and while the car is there, he puts in a new thermostat and he rotates the tires, he puts water in the windshield thing, and he does a pressure test to make sure that it's all working right, and he gives you a big bill. Do you have the right to protest or to say you don't want to pay for all of it? Now, once again, if it's the minig, if certain things are the minig to do, so then there's nothing to talk about. This is the minig of mechanics. This is part of the job of putting in a water pump, so then you certainly have to pay for the whole thing. We're talking about where there is no prior minig, there's no custom which way to go. What do the halachas of yored apply to other things other than fields and land, and in what way? So that's tonight's question. Right, so we'll talk, assuming that there isn't a clear minig. There's not a clear minig. What do you have to do? Does it apply to cars? Or is it only by fields? The Gemara was talking about fields that we learned. So the Mishnah in Ksuvos says like this. The Mishnah Kozayin on the base. This isn't a halach of Yerei, but we'll see, we'll get there. Misha alech lemdinas hayom. If someone went away and he forgot to leave food for his wife, va'amad echad of pirnei sesish. So someone came, a friend of his went and gave his wife support. She took her shopping and gave everything he needed. Chanan, Omer Chanan says, ibed esma osof. He lost his money because We'll see in a second. Nachlikol abenei kohanim gadolim, the children of the kohanim gadolim disagreed. Vamar, they said, Yishavu kamahotzi v'yutol, you can swear how much he spent and then get the pay. Amar Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus k'divrei, Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus agrees with the children of the kohanim gadolim. And Abar Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Yafa Amar Chanan. Chanan said, right. Hiniach ma'osav al-keren ha-tzvi, the guy that was supporting that wife, put his money on the horn of a deer. Right, that's the way we paskin. It means the deer's going to run away and he's going to lose his money. He threw his money. In other words, halacha is if you pay off someone's debt, we assume you did him a favor. Thank you for paying off my debt. Right, that's the mission. That's the way we hold. Now the Rashba, the Ran brings a Rashba. The Rashba says that's only talking where he says I'm doing this because you know your husband left, so I want to take care of the debt that he owes you. So there we say you're doing a favor for the husband. That's what the assumption is. But suppose he didn't say I'm giving you this money in order to take care of your husband's obligations. Suppose he just said he didn't say anything. He just sent food there every week. So then the halacha, the Rashba says, he's allowed to collect because we assume when he's giving that money, you don't give away money for nothing. Whereas you don't do favors for nothing. No one does favors for nothing. And the Rashba proves that from the din of Yared. Right? If you go down to someone's field and plant trees there, we don't say, oh, you were doing me a favor. You wanted to give me those nice trees. We don't say that. If a guy comes and works on your property, he's expecting to get paid. So same thing the Rashba says, if you go and give money to this person's wife, you're doing it with the expectation to get paid. The Ran disagrees with the Rashba's application. He says there's no difference, but the assumption is when he's paying the woman the food, he's doing it because he's paying off the obligation of the husband, whether he says so or not. But the Ran does say afilo hachi. He says, "Dinehida hamahanes chaveris stam." It's true at the end of this Ran that I have on the handout. It's true that when you give your friend some benefit stam, lav l'shem atana kamechav, and you're not doing it with the intention that it should be a present. But nevertheless, in the case of the woman, there you did leave the money on the horn of a deer. But the Ran says that one line. The Ran says that whenever you give your friend pleasure, the assumption is you didn't do it as a present. When you give something to someone, you're giving someone a service, you're doing something for someone, you're expecting to get paid. And the Rama paskins this. He says, call Adam, anyone that does a friend a favor, some act, the recipient can't say, oh, you did it for me as a favor, you have to pay it. Now, if the guy's your good friend, if the guy's a good friend of yours, he's your relative, and you do friend favors all the time, so then of course you do say that he did it as a favor. Someone came in from the street and put something on your house or did some other favor, he did some service for you, he shoveled your walk, right, like we're talking, or he mowed your lawn. Right? We're talking about when he did something like that. So there the assumption is that he did not do it for nothing. So this halacha, and this is a different siman in Shulchan Aruch than we were speaking about the last weeks. This Shulchan Aruch, this halacha tells us that the halacha of Yari applies even when we're not talking about a house or a field. It applies even to any property. It applies to any improvement a person does to your property, you have to pay him. Baruch HaShulchan goes clearly and he says that the laws of Yared apply even to Metaltalin, the first thing on the second side of the handout. It applies even to Metaltalin. So if Reuven went and fixed Shimon's Beged or his Kalim, his car, so if it's something that was needed, right, so then it's a field that needs to be worked on, so you have to pay in full wages. If it's something that's not needed, so then you don't have to pay, you pay the lower amount. And in both cases, you have that option of saying, take away what you did, possibly, right, depending on the last 2 weeks. Right, so that's the Aruch HaShulchan's rules. The Aruch HaShulchan says clearly that if he fixes, he comes by and sees your coat is torn in the coat room, and he goes and sews something on it. He's a tailor. So if this coat needed it done, and you're the type of person that would pay to have it done, so then you have to pay him. If didn't really need it done, it was an extra thing that's under the collar, comes from the shatnez stuff, and it didn't really need to be sewn, and he put it in, and you don't really need it, so then you pay him the lower amount of the improvement or of his expenses, which is negligible. And in both cases, you have the option of saying, take away your work, based on this machlokes we spoke about the last 2 weeks. Okay, but we're talking today that suppose you honestly did want that button fixed, so then it would depend on whether you would normally have done it or not, right? So that's the first halacha that this applies to metaltan losa. So the case we said last week was when he was fixing your water pump, he saw that the thermostat was broken, and he put in a new thermostat along with the water pump. So besides the fact that might be standard, but that's something that the water pump won't work unless the thermostat's in right. So to put in a new, you told him to put in the water pump that you know you need. You didn't know the whole of the thermostat was also broken. So if he just does the water pump and doesn't do the thermostat, it still won't work. So this car needs a thermostat put in it. It's also elita. It's made for planting. It's made to have a thermostat put in. And it's something that you can afford, assuming you can afford it. And if not, you wouldn't be having the car fixed. So if he puts it in, you have to pay him full wages for putting it in, like he asks you. If it's something that wasn't needed, or you really didn't have that money, it was an expensive add-on that he put in, so then you'd have to start talking the lower amount of the expenses or of the gain, and you would pay him that smaller amount. But we're assuming that it's something you needed, and you'd have to pay him the full wages. Now, the Chuvah Shai says a big chiddush. The Eruch Shai and his Chuvahs, he says a big chiddush. The Tischi Choshen brings it down. And he makes a difference between the case of the car repair. He wasn't talking about cars. But he makes a difference between the case of a car repair and the cases of Yoreh that we were talking about until now. Right? He says it's different. There's a difference when a guy comes down to your house and puts in a floodlight or paints your house that needed painting, than taking it to the car repair and the guy is working on your car and he puts in an extra repair. What's the difference? Maybe this is a bad example, but the Chuvah Shai says a chilek, which no one else says, but you know, it's a chashuv posek. He says that this din of Yoreh is talking where no one was around. The guy was away. No one was home. I went and did an improvement on the field expecting to get paid. So the assumption is that I should get paid based on the different rules that we spoke about. But if you're talking, if the two of you have a relationship and you do something where when the guy is there in front of him and you start doing something and you don't say that you're expecting him to get paid, so then we say that you're doing it for nothing. So if you have your car by the car repair guy and while it's there, why didn't he call you and tell you that, by you know, I found this problem, do you want me to fix it while it's there? So there could be an assumption to say that he was doing it for nothing. Maybe the car repair is a bad example because that's not the minute. But you can call him up. But you have a relationship with him. You know, you're dealing with him. Right? So that's a chiluk that he says. No one else says it. But that's... the Pitzchei Choshen brings it down as a possible opinion. Right. Because there's no one there to talk to. So when you go down, you're expecting to get paid as a worker. But someone that you have a relationship, so if he's there... And I'm assuming the mechanic's also there because you're talking with him. But if someone is there already, so why didn't I tell him that I was wanted to get paid? It must be that I'm doing it as a favor, as a friend. That's what he says. Okay, so that's the first case. If it's something that was put into that car, it's the same as putting something into the house, putting something into the field. Now, suppose he put the water in your windshield washer. And they charge, you know, a lot for that. $5, whatever the retail price is. Is there any difference between that and putting in the thermostat? There's a big difference. Like the Mishnah, the Gemara in Ksuva says, it's not in print yet, but something that I worked on. Ksuva stuff, pay amid Aleph. I'm on the first eye now. Back to the first eye. This is an advanced review of Ksuvos Volume 3. The Gemara over there says that if someone, there was Nesei Mulug, a wife had a field there and the husband wasn't around, and someone went down to fix up the field. So the Gemara says over there that if the husband himself was a sharecropper and he would be back in time to do that work, so the person that did the work has no right to get paid because he didn't do anything that was useful. The husband was going to take care of the field himself. So from this the poskim say, and that's the Ramah on the second side, that if someone does an improvement to you that you could do yourself, you could put the water in the windshield washer yourself. If they do an improvement like that, so then the only thing you pay them is the amount that you would pay someone not to have to take the trouble doing the job, which is going to be not so much. Well, you pay the part, you'd have to pay for the part, but I could have put the water in myself, I don't have to pay you too much for that, because, you know, it's not too much. If you know how to change your oil, and you change your oil, you know, so you'll estimate how much would you pay someone not to have to do it yourself. Right? That's a second halacha. Okay, so that's simple. Okay, so you're some that won't, but I do. I'm saying if you are someone that does it yourself, if you're someone that does it yourself, right, I put it here, something you could do yourself, something that you would do yourself, so then you just pay that amount. You don't have to pay. And one thing that we're talking where you don't mind what he did, you want what he did, right, and you want the water there, and it's just the question is that I could have done it myself, so the amount I pay you is negligible. It's just whatever I would pay someone not to have to do it myself. Okay, case number three. He then rotated the tires because he saw that and assumed that it was needed. He rotated the tires. Is there any difference between rotating the tires and what we've spoken about until now? Is there a din of yerid on work? That's the shaila. And the answer is that there is. Well, according to most poskim, the Rashba, there's two shivas from the Rashba. The first one is that Reuven brought customers to Shimon's store, and the custom over there was whenever you bring a customer to someone, you get a kickback. So Reuven, referral fee. So Reuven asked Shimon. Reuven asked Shimon to give him his fee for bringing the guys into the store. And Shimon said, I never made any deal with you. I had my own headhunters. I didn't ask you to bring these guys in. So the Rashi paskins that Reuven is correct in asking for his fee because it's like a yared. It's like a yared that goes down the field and improves it. So here he improved the store. Right? He didn't do anything to the store. There's nothing of his in the store. All he did was spread the word, oh, there's a good new store over there, why don't you try it out? Right, but still the Rashba says that there's a din of Yared there. Then the Rashba says another case that if someone went across this, he went abroad again, and in those days there weren't any schools, and the father used to teach the children Torah. So he was out of town, and some guy went and started teaching the son. So there also the Rashba says that's a din of Yored. It's a din of Yored, and you have to pay the guy for teaching the son because the son needs to be taught. The father's away now and there's no one else to teach him, so this person went in and fit the bill, so he has to be paid. Huh? So he says that if he's a really good Rebbe and the child didn't need such a good Rebbe, you know, he charges to, you know, for Gemara fees and the kid's learning Aleph Bay, so you don't have to pay him. You just pay him what to... He's talking where we're all talking where it's good jobs. If it's a bad job, so then there's nothing to pay. Oh, so in both of these cases, what, right? If I either brought, you know, told the people to go to the store, or I taught this child while the father was away, there's nothing, there's no material, there's none of my material in there in that improvement, and still the Rashi was saying, is it in the Yored? Right, and this is passing by the Ramah. The Ramah says that if someone teaches the son while the father's away, Like, first he brings the Rashba, and then he says Yesh Cholkin, but the ones that are Cholok are saying, well, for teaching Torah you don't get paid anyway, it's a mitzvah. But it seems that the general consensus, there is an Ulam HaMishpat that seems to disagree, but the general consensus seems to be that even if there's no material, no tangible improvement that I put into that improvement that I did, this just for, it's just really labor or expertise, you still have to pay. So pay for the rotated tires also. Now, if you did not want the tires rotated, or you never rotate your tires, so then, once again, so then you can say, put them back. You know, like we said all along, we're talking, or you want the tires rotated, you do it every year, and you just hadn't thought about telling him, and he did it. If you don't, if you do not rotate your tires, so then you don't have to pay him. Right? You'll tell him to take it back. If he doesn't want to take it back, so then that's tough.
I'm not ready.
Oh, so if you don't want it, so then you tell him to put it back. You can, right? That's what we said last week. Tell them to put it back if you really, truly don't want it. But if it's just because you, with the nerve of him, and you really do want it, and it's just that you, it's the principle of the thing, so then you can't tell him. You shouldn't tell him to put it back. If you truly don't want it now, and you want to, you know, you had another month to go, and you want to have it done a month later, and so then you can tell them to put it back. That's what we said last week. This week we're just talking about, will you honestly like the improvements he made? Do you have to pay for all of them? So far we said it applies to anything, any property of yours, even not your house or your field. We said it applies even if there's no material improvement to the thing itself. But we did say that if it's something that you could have done yourself, so then the whole thing is out the window. You can say that I could have done it myself, and I'm only going to pay you the amount that I would have paid someone to do it. Okay, so one last thing. He did a pressure test to make sure that the water pump was okay, and you weren't expecting him to do that. And the minig is not to do that. So any difference between that case and the others? Or you went to a dentist, and they decided to take an x-ray before they brushed your teeth because they want to make sure there's nothing wrong. And you didn't want the x-ray. And they did it to your child, you weren't there. Yeah, it's even worse though. It's even worse. Because over here, you didn't do anything. Rotating the tires, at least the tires are rotated. Over here, the guy took the x-ray to make sure there's no problem. There's no problem. So you have to pay for that. So there's a Tosfos says that if the only thing the guy did, right, was, it's a case called Mavriach Ari, he chased away a lion. Right, the lion wasn't really near your field. You were just worried that the lion was heading your way. And the guy went and he chased the lion away. So in that case, you don't have to pay him. Because all he did for you was he stopped you from worrying that the lion shouldn't come here. If the lion was in your field and he chased it, the lion's eating up the crops and he chases it out, or eating up your cows, so then he did something for you. But if all he did was stopped you from worrying, so then you don't have to pay him. And this Nesiva Sacher, this contemporary pasuk we've been bringing, says, based on this, he says a case like this. He says, suppose I decided to, I heard that you didn't have insurance for your apartment, and I decided to insure your apartment. I was worried for a few years that, you know, to give you insurance. And after those years, I assumed that I did something for you. I want to get paid. So he says, you didn't do anything for me. What did I gain? I gained that if I had known that you had insurance, I would have not been worried that something would happen and I wouldn't be compensated. But saving someone from worry is not a tangible benefit. That's not something that you can charge for. You can charge if you agree, but it's not something that, if you do it without asking, you could take money for. So I think the case of the pressure test would be the same thing. Anything that you're doing, or the x-rays, anything you're doing, which is just to prevent worry or make sure, and I didn't ask for you to do it, so what did you give me? What did you give me? You gave me the fact that, okay, good, now I don't have to worry the thing's going to be working now. B'derech HaTeva. Or my teeth are clear, b'derech HaTeva, from based on your x-ray. But it's not, you didn't give me any benefit. The whole halacha of this whole halacha of Yoreid, and this will be the last year of Yoreid, The whole idea of Yored is that I did something for you. I gave you something. It's over there. You have something that I gave you, or you have an improvement. You have some benefit you got from me. Even if it's that your child now knows Torah, or that your tires are, it's not something I put in, but it's something that you gained. You gained something. Your tires are rotated. The customers are in the store. There's something I gave you. But if it's just that I removed some worry from you, that's something that, unless I ask for you, you can't charge me for it. That's something that you couldn't charge. So once again, like, if it's, you know, you might be in your interest to keep good relations with your mechanic, but it's not something that he could really charge you for. So let's just conclude with one last case, the advertised case of someone came by and shoveled your snow. Right, so what's that left? If you have to pay him or not? Okay, well, so we have to, just starting from the beginning, it'll depend. If it's something that normally a shovel, you know, it's the side of the street and not the side where you can't shovel anyway, or no one shovels, or he shovels some path that you never use. So you have to see. If it's something that's normally shoveled, so this is a place that's made for shoveling, and it's something that you normally pay people for, so you have no reason not to dislike his doing it, so then you pay him. You can't just say, I'm going to make up some excuse and try to get the thing for free and be cheap. You know, I wanted it done, and I had no reason to not take him. He did a fine job, so then I have to pay him. Why not? If there's reason for me not to want him to do the job because I had already hired someone, or I do it myself, right? So if I do it myself, I only have to pay him the amount that I would have, that I appreciate him having, not having to do it myself, those few dollars. Or if I have a real good reason for him not doing it, I could say, put the snow back, right? Like we said last week, according to the Chazon Ish, put it back. According to the Nesivos, you can't say that, but according to the Chazon Ish, put the snow back, and I'm not paying you a penny. And if it's a place where you don't normally have shoveled, so then you just pay him the lower, the improvement, or the expenses. The expenses were negligible, and the improvement is negligible, so there's not too much you would pay him over there. So that's the final thing. And mowing your lawn, right? He comes by and mows your lawn without your asking. So there will be the same thing. You go through the same thing. If you have a contract with someone and he comes all the time and mows it, and this guy didn't say you anything because it's going to be mowed anyway, you do it yourself. So then you don't pay him anything because he didn't do anything for you. If it's each time you go scramble finding someone to mow your lawn, and he did it and he did a good job, and it's the lawn that you like mowed, and it's something that you can afford, it's something that you normally do, so then you have to pay him the full price. If it's something that you don't normally do, you can't afford it, you always like letting it grow like this, or it's a, you have some other reason for not wanting him to mow it, so then it's not made for mowing, so then you give him, he has the lower hand, the lower of his expenses or the improvement, which is going to be small again. And even if it's something that you do want done, I mean, something that you normally do, if for some reason you didn't want him to do it, right, so then you could say, put the grass back. You know, that's hard to do. But you could say, I don't want that improvement. And you would have take your improvement and go out. It's a little bit tougher in that case, and that would be the way out of that.